producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. We got some things going on out here. It's about 57 degrees in Anaheim, California right now. Smoggy as all can be, of course. And then what do you expect when you have 7 million people jamming up the streets? Can't even go down the street to get a coffee, folks, and it takes you 15 minutes just to get there. And that's about a block away, just for the record. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We've been talking about, well, a lot of things. We've been talking about our rights and how we've not lost our rights, how America has forfeited their rights. We've been talking about the ACLU, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment here. Who said that the end of the ACLU is communism, said the founder, Roger Baldwin. How the American people have stood down in the face of the ACLU and other communist organizations. And when I bring in the fact that it's a foreign enemy that's trying to implement unconstitutional policy upon the American people, if the American people would know the difference between constitutional and lawful laws and those that are unlaw. And the things that we're talking about right now concerning lines in church between church and state, friends, it's unlaw. It's illegal as to what the government is doing today. And it's un-American, and therefore it's unconstitutional. And, folks, getting back over to the ACLU, concerning the high school that I was doing in Dunkerton, Iowa. Well, after we went through all that we went through, and the state-controlled media did their best to demonize us, to polarize us, to blackball us, well, what they didn't realize is it was going to backfire because I wasn't about ready to tuck tail and capitulate because I knew it went a lot further than just talking about what needed to be done. I knew I had to stand up and actually practice what I preach, and I didn't do it with any hesitation whatsoever. I knew it was the right thing to do. And for me to say that I love God through inaction, folks, that's a contradiction. To say that I love And I'm so thankful for what the veterans have done for me by fighting, bleeding, and dying to give me the things that I have today and do nothing in the face of what's going on. Folks, that's cowardice. And I don't want to ever be a part of those that go down in history as being a part of the problem rather than being a part of the answer. When I was in Dunkerton and the media had their little tissy fit out there concerning Bradley Dean and what we were doing in that public school legally, the ACLU got involved soon thereafter. And what happened is after that high school assembly, we actually came back home before we went back. And once we went back, I'll tell you what, not only was there people protesting, and interestingly enough, friends, the people that were protesting were many of the students that loved the assembly. They were being led by some angry woman that wanted nothing to do with God. And, of course, she didn't want her kids to have anything to do with God neither, not knowing anything of the love of Christ. But once we got to that school, friends, and once we went back and we took it to the enemy, it's almost as if they didn't know how to respond. It's almost as if they were in shock that somebody was actually bringing it back to them and taking their game and putting it right back where it belonged. Once the ACLU got involved, they did a media smear campaign. They didn't mean for us to see it, and if they did, and they didn't care that we seen it, well, that was their first mistake, and I want to tell you something, it was almost their last mistake. Because once they actually put my name in print and began to smear the name of the ministry for doing that which is lawful in America. We caught wind of it. We took a picture of it. We sent it to our attorney immediately. And once we sent it back over to him, he said, this is highly illegal, what they just did. Of course, nobody ever called me. Of course, nobody ever interviewed me. Nobody wanted to talk to me. They just wanted to paint a picture that whatever we were doing in the public school is these guys are bad. Can you believe they're talking about Christ? Can you believe that they're actually educating our students by showing them their history? We sent the letter off to our attorney. Our attorney, the same day, sent a letter to the ACLU. We went straight to headquarters and said, what is with this smear campaign that you have with Bradley Dean? And there was a threatening tone to the letter that we will deal with you lawfully. We got a letter 2 days later from the American Civil Liberties, friends, and you know what it said? We have no idea what you're talking about. Folks, not only are they lawless, but they're liars. And they mean to push their initiative on those that don't know the difference. They don't want to attack anybody that actually knows what they're talking about. They want to single out some little kid in school that wants to read his Bible, and nobody's there to protect him, and nobody's there to represent him, and there's nobody there to teach him any difference. Because, of course, the older generation, they're just doing whatever they need to do to get paid. And, folks, just so you understand, I had a principal tell me in a public school in Wisconsin saying, yeah, the history and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years in public schools. Whatever starts at the top, he was chuckling, goes to the bottom. Folks, the teachers in public schools are part of the problem because they're actually pushing the initiative by teaching the propaganda and the indoctrination that's being dropped onto them. Don't sit there and act, if you're a teacher, as if you're innocent in what's going on through federal government because you're the one getting paid to teach it. And you can't justify it. And the fact of the matter is, folks, the ACLU and these other organizations, they always want to make prey of the little weak guy that nobody can help. And that's exactly what the state-controlled narrative will do through the state-controlled media. They will push the lie, and they want to control through fear. And it's not the fear of God. It's just the exact opposite. It's through the fear of man because they want to initiate communism. They want to empower corrupt government to do the things that they're doing today without you ever standing up against them. That is the definition, friends, of totalitarianism right there. Over and over and over again, we have proven our God. Over and over and over again, we have proven those that are willing to stand up and really fight for what's been given unto us. And sending the message that we will not be moved by your communism. We will not be moved through your totalitarianism. We will not be moved through your foreign method to usurp our sovereignty in this country because you don't like American law, because you don't like our God. And isn't it interesting, friends? These are always the ones to blame God for the evils of the world. You know, hey, let me say it this way before we take a quick break, friends. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. We need to get this right. And once we get it right, guess what? We're going to understand righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. Sunny Anaheim, California. It's actually breaking through the clouds right now, but smoggy though it is, friends. I'm still, you know, at times I still have a problem getting over all that stuff. I don't know why people would want to live here, but in Anaheim, it really truly is a beautiful area of California, and I know that Huntington Beach and other areas of California are most definitely, and I'm talking about Southern California, are most beautiful. But boy, oh boy, I'm telling you what, that traffic is second to none. Undesirable, let me tell you that. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We've been talking about lines between church and state. We've been exposing the unlawful actions of the enemy within. And let me tell you what, friends, there are many groups in America right now that have no lawful standing whatsoever. And they are here to upend your sovereignty. Remember what John Adams said. He said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government and any other. And again, keep in mind when our forefathers were talking about religion, it was the Christian faith. And we highlighted that last week. So if you'd like to go ahead and download the podcast from last week, you can go ahead and do that. But again, friends, there's no denying who we are. And let me ask you this. Why are we in trouble today, America? Well, let's go back to Sons of Adam. Sons of Adam. Sons of Liberty. John Adams' cousin, who is 13 years his senior, Samuel Adams. He said, a general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. Let me explain. I did a prayer in Minnesota. We call it the prayer that rocked the Capitol. It rocked the nation, literally. I invoked the name of Jesus Christ. I said, in Jesus' name, amen. As I was making reference to the inscripted quotes and Christian quotes and Moses awaiting the divine law and the Supreme Court in the capital of the state of Minnesota, and I did all this during my prayer, and I high-fived the veterans and was so thankful for the veterans that I showed those that were in there representing we the people the price paid for the freedoms that we have now and the reason that we've been given the privilege to be here. It's because of those guys. And in process, I ended my prayer with "In Jesus' name." Now, after I did that, there was over 2,000 outlets nationwide, 10 minutes after I gave the prayer, that were attacking me without even knowing one thing that I actually said. And they tried to put out there that I was this, that, and the other thing. Well, the fact of the matter is, a whole lot of people that did their due diligence found out the state-controlled media was bought and paid for, because what they said I said, I never said. And they do this all the time, friends, if you would just pay attention. They're bought and paid for. They're a bunch of useful idiots, as I said earlier, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said. And they're just being used. They're selling their souls out to the devil, and that's exactly what they've done, and that's the fruit of who they are. But interestingly enough, I was pulled out onto a radio show on Minnesota. It was a WCCO. He was kind of a hot shot, and he asked me to be on a show. He wanted to interview me about the prayer that rocked the Capitol, and I said, sure. And I got on his radio program, and folks, he wanted to spank me. He wanted to school me. He thought he was just going to do all that he wanted to do to embarrass me in front of the people. And that's fine if that was his objective. That wasn't mine. My objective was to get the truth out there, because that's what we're standing for here. And interestingly enough, he said, so you think we're a Christian nation? I said, no, I don't think we are. I said, I know we are. And I said, as a matter of fact, when I was in the Capitol at the Supreme Court in Minnesota, I went into the chambers and I noticed a big, huge mural of Moses right in the face of the people awaiting the divine law. And I noticed on the way out, above the head of the door, it said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. It said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And I said, see, Chad, I said, this was the radio show host. I said, you see, like it or not, we're a Christian nation, and God gave his law because he loves, and there's right and wrongs with God. And I said, I know some of you immoral reprobates, you don't like all of that, but it doesn't matter if you like it or not, because we're ruled by law in this country. He said, I'll pray for your narrow-mindedness. I said, interesting that you would say that, because Matthew 7 tells us that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Yes, my eye is single. Yes, Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of my faith. I am not moving from that. But I said, you know what the problem that we're having is, Chad? I said, in public schools, we used to be taught the same things. And see, right under the noses of the American people, and namely the professed Christians, patriots, and conservatives that are sending their kids to public schools to be thrown into the shark-infested waters, I said, the problem is now they're being taught all this indoctrination illegally from the federal government, who has no business there, only confusing and dividing the people one against another. I said, see, the problem that we're having is we used to be rooted in the same principles in this country. I said, no longer is that the issue, because we have forsaken our God wickedly, and we let the Supreme Court begin to dictate the very laws and the standard that they themselves are to judge by in 1962. What could he say? I said, the reason America is divided today is because of the indoctrination in public schools. I said, we used to be rooted in the same principles, Chad. And what could he say? There was no gainsay, and there never is towards the things of Christ. Matter of fact, friends, I got right in front of my face the Mayflower Compact. This is that documentation that preceded the Declaration of Independence. I want you to listen to this carefully, if you might. It says this. This is the Mayflower Compact. In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, ETC, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our King and our country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, in witness whereof we have here under subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our Sovereign Lord King James of England, France and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 5th, 4th, Anno Domini, 1620. That is the Declaration of Independence that preceded the Declaration of Independence, might I say. This is the Declaration of Independence that our forefathers knew of before they wrote the Declaration of Independence. The Mayflower Compact preceded the Declaration of Independence, forgive me. Again, folks, there's no denying who we are. You know, one of the things I was talking about during the break to myself, what's important for the people to hear? What's important for the people to hear is the voice of the younger generation that's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Our posterity. Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to get over to that in just a couple minutes here. He's in Nevada right now at the gun show. He said he took his camera walking around. He talked to 12 people, asking them what they thought of the executive orders, illegal, might I add, that are falling from the pen of this tyrant wannabe in the White House today. He said, Bradley, only two of them could answer the question. America, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. That's youth talk. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. America is being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why is America in trouble? And what is the answer? The answer is always the same. Go back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Friends, let me tell you this, no matter what's going on there across the country today, I want to tell you the only answer that you have is going back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't care who you are. I want to tell you first and foremost, what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of him. I've been on the radio for 15 years blasting and ringing the bell and blowing the trumpet. And by the grace of God, I am not moving because I'm not moved by the fear of man. I'm moved by the fear of God because I'm so thankful for what he did unto me through his son, Jesus Christ. And in the natural, what our forefathers and our veterans have done for us, I'm going to live for what they died for. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, friends? 2 Corinthians 5:15. We're not moved by the fear of man here. We're moved by the fear of God. And I want to tell you something. He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. But he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer in the face of a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. Folks, when I come back, I'm going to highlight the voice of the young people today. And I want to tell you something, friends. Hang on. There's an anointing. There's an anointing on this message right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. Friends, I've been just literally I've been led throughout the whole show. There's so many things going through my mind, and I have only so much time to actually get them off my chest. I want you guys that are listening to me to understand the voice of the young people. Well, we were doing a particular high school in Missouri, Kabul, Missouri, that had the highest crystal methane rate. Not only did they have the highest crystal methane rate, but they had the highest teen pregnancy rate in that school. Now, interestingly enough, when we were on our way to that particular school, on the tour bus, we were driving down the highway to get to Kabul, Missouri. And we noticed billboard after billboard after billboard after billboard of adult movies. Mature adults come into these porn shops. They were selling porn, and we've seen these billboards all over the place. And I said, look, to the driver, I said, look, this is the message to the young people. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. They had the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country, and the older people sat back and wondered why that was the case. And I said, furthermore, I said, look at these. You have to be 18 years to come in. 18 years old to come into this one, 18 years old to come into that one. I said, the message is this. Before you can become a full-fledged pervert, you got to be 18 years old. And I said, just to show you how backwards it is, look at they even say, as they strain at the net and swallow the immoral camel, mature adults only. Mature? Folks, we're to grow up in grace, in morality, not in immorality. What's wrong with America? Well, let me tell you something, friends. Go to the foundations. When we do high school assemblies across the country, I'm taking it to Kabul, Missouri. the voice of those young people as they are dying inside for someone to tell them the truth. And not just to say it, but to actually practice what they preach. How many times I've had young people grab me, hug me and say, thank you for crossing the lines. Thank you for fighting to come into my world to tell me what was wrong. And furthermore, what's interesting, friends, is when I'm doing high school assemblies, I have the teachers that are cheerleading me, nodding me, agreeing with me. But see, they love the truth so much, they won't actually stand up for it in many cases. We went into Kabul, Missouri, showed a famous picture of Samuel Armus. It's a picture of a little baby who had spinal bifida, and he had to have his spine fixed. And what they did is they opened up the mama's womb, and they fixed his spine. What they weren't expecting is when they cut his womb open, little Samuel actually grabbed the doctor's finger. They grab a picture of this where little Samuel took hold of the doctor's finger. I was showing this to the kids. There were 700 students in that public school that day, a wall of students listening to my message. And all of a sudden, the principal came out because he didn't think it was fitting to show the students to actually stand for life. We were preaching the preservation of life, not the eradication of life. As I showed that famous picture of little Samuel holding on to the doctor's finger, the principal comes out and said, "As if this offends anybody, you can leave." One teacher and one student, which we believe was the teacher's daughter, got up and walked out. 698 students and teachers remained. It was as if the Lord just said, "Nope, just keep them there. Just hold up. Just hold up. I'm not done yet." He walks off, and about 2 minutes later, he comes back in because he's seen that what he was trying to do by shutting down the program and advocating death rather than life backfired on him. 2 minutes later, he comes in front of the students, 698 of them, and says, "Assembly shut down. There's an emergency at the school." He was lying to them. Can you imagine if the papers would have been involved? Anti-abortion speaker at assembly shut down by principal. Immoral message. That would have been the message. Bradley Dean in trouble again for doing the right thing. Read 1 Kings 18, friends. Hey, folks, it's not hard to get in trouble in America today. That's all you have to do is walk in the truth and speak the truth. But see, what happened, friends, is 698 students along with the teachers stood up and they gave the truth a standing ovation. The teachers up in the back, we have this all on film. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. It's called My War Documentary, which is being aired on national television even now. My War, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Kabul, Missouri. The teachers stood up along with the students, giving the truth a standing ovation. As the students began to funnel down those bleachers, they walked up to me along with the teachers apologizing for the actions of their principal. The students gathered around me, and this is what they said, friends. This is what they said to me. What are we supposed to do? The young people were saying, older generation, what are we supposed to do? They know that they're being lied to. They know the stuff that I'm exposing today is true. They're trying to figure out why their pastors and their parents love them so much that they're being dropped off at the school gate on a daily basis to be indoctrinated illegally by the government that they complain about. The student said to me, what are we supposed to do? I walked up to the principal. I said, what was up with that? He said, well, they didn't want to see it. And I said, wait a second. I said, out of 700 students and teachers, one teacher and one student got up and walked out. I said, you know that's not true. We got him all on film, friends. As a matter of fact, this is a nationwide message that's being promulgated on national television right now. I want to say something because we just got picked up by WPNN Talk Radio AM 790 in Pensacola, Florida. I want to let you know, friends, that I did some high schools in Pensacola, Florida. I did many high schools in Florida, but particularly I did a high school in Pensacola, Florida, and I remember specifically walking in the bus. We have a 45-foot bus, and I was walking back and forth. And as we were driving into the town, I was walking back and forth, looking on both sides of the bus, and I noticed one church, and then I noticed another church, and then I noticed another church, and then another church, and then another church in a smaller part of town. And I remember doing that high school assembly, and I remember when I was there, the kids were trying to figure out why there's five churches around their public school, yet they're being taught that they came from monkeys and it's okay for two men to be married and two women to be married. And that their science books and their history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. They're trying to figure out where the church is at. They're trying to figure out where the parents are at. You want to know the voice of the young people, friends? They're standing against what they're being taught today. If you don't stand up and bless them today, they're going to be there later on to curse you. And we don't do it because of the consequence of being cursed. No, we do it because we love our kids. Because, see, our forefathers did it for us. And the Christ does it for us on a daily basis. We did another school in Arkansas, Lincoln, Arkansas, doing the program. Just got done playing some music, Christian music. Ain't asking for permission, friends, to obey God. I definitely am not asking an atheist or a communist if it's okay if I obey God and the moral law of our country and constitutional law of our country, our Republican form of government in this country, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Well, I just got done playing some music, and guess what? 700 students in this particular school rocking the assembly. It was awesome. As I started to talk, I was about 20 minutes into it, and all of a sudden this little man started waddling down the aisle, and I thought, this is kind of odd. It was the superintendent of the public school that was walking down the aisle during the assembly as he stopped the assembly and said, I need to talk to Bradley Dean. All on film, if you'd like to see it again, My War, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, My War. And I looked at him and I thought, well, this is kind of odd. He said, I just want to talk to Bradley outside for a moment. We walked outside. The kids are already kicking up against what the superintendent's trying to do. We walk outside the door, have it all on film. And as we were doing so, friends, I looked at him and I said, you know, if you shut this down, it's going to backfire. See, what happened is the Christian principal just got back from a Bible study, and she didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in the school. See, they believe in God so much they disobey him at every given opportunity. And they live to the dictates of those that are anti-Christian rather than those that are pro-Christ. As I was talking to him, I said, are you looking for a lawsuit? Because we're in... within the confines of what we know that we can do and what we know that we can't do. And I'm as free to do whatever I want to do in this public school as I am right now on the radio. And friends, the voice that you didn't hear was in unison over 700 feet in unison, stomping on the ground saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. That's the voice of the next generation wanting to hear the truth that no one or very few are willing to give them. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. Final segment. Thanks for hanging in there with me over the last couple hours, friends. Kind of shifted into, we were staying topic and we're still on topic, friends, but I want to let you know through the demonstration, let's tear down those walls, those lies, friends. And what are the lies? That we can't do the things that we've always been given opportunity to do. We've never lost the right. We just got to fight for the right, and we got to set the precedent that we're not going to take any more of this illegal, unconstitutional precedent anymore. We need to tear down the walls and actually establish righteousness, and it's not hard to do. Friends, that's all we have to do is take the broom and sweep off the top of the Constitution. That's all we have to do is go back to religion and morality, which are the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington through his farewell address, which everybody in this country knew up until 1962. That's what we have to do. I was just sharing with you right before the break in Lincoln, Arkansas. What happened during that assembly? The superintendent, he walks down, tells the students that we're going to be right back. We walk outside, and as we walked outside, we found out that the Christian principal that just got back from a Bible study didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in the school. Well, again, friends, I want to let you know something. The law's on your side. We've never lost the right. See, it's interesting that if I was to go ahead and promote everything reprobate, immoral, even vile, they would have had no problem whatsoever. Because after all, for some reason, they believe that violating the law, for some reason, is permissible. Folks, you've been lied to. And I'm not moving from what you know to be the truth. Because this is what we've been established as, a Christian nation. We're established through constitutional law. And again, we're just simply obeying that which has been established. And that's how we're going to preserve the longest standing constitution in modern history. We're here, Inuit friends, 240 years later. Let's take it another 240 years. Let's show our kids how much we love them by fighting for them the way that our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. How much? Look at how much they loved us. How much did they love us? Well, we're here 240 years later. I mean, folks, is the message now that if you do the right thing, then you're going to get in trouble by this administration? That's the message they mean to give you. It's not legal. And though it's foreign, why is it attempting to blanket you, America? Because the American people have tolerated the crimes of these un-American organizations in this country for a long, long time. Folks, even going over to other organizations like Planned Parenthood, the American people know and have known since the 30s, just like the ACLU and other groups that are now sprouting up around these criminal organizations in many ways. In America, you've been led to believe that it's okay that they do what they do when, in fact, it stands against our Constitution. See, in America, you are the law, and once you understand that you are the law, and you actually execute the law under judgment against the crimes of those that mean to violate constitutional law, then and only then is it going to stop. That's why it says above the Supreme Court chambers with Moses and the Ten Commandments. I always make reference to this because it's this simple. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. Read Isaiah 51. Look at your founding landmarks, folks. Look at Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell. Look at the Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen all over America. And now you have an administration that's attempting to implement into public schools through a Trojan horse the Muslim indoctrination. See, folks, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And as I've said, friends, it is a foreign enemy trying to upend your constitutional, your Christian constitutional heritage. And if it wasn't, then why is this administration at war with your foundations? This administration has been permitted to flourish in its lawlessness over 1,180 times because the American people have given them a pass over and over and over to implement foreign government in this country. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's this simple. That's all we have to do is know the difference. And we have to right the wrongs. And in the process of doing that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to go back to what our founders established. And I'll tell you, every one of us in this country that hope for peace and prosperity and happiness, it really is this simple, friends. And I'm not saying it's simple to get to the other side of this, but I have hope that we can win the day if we simply get back to the rock of this constitutional republic, which his name is Jesus Christ.
That's right, and as we always know, that if God be for us, who could be against us? We know that one man with God is the majority. We don't need the Lord doesn't need a host to prevail. He needs just a small amount of people who are willing to speak forth the truth and bring forth righteousness again throughout this land. And if you want to be a part of that, we say yes. Welcome you sons and daughters of liberty out there who want to be a part of what we are doing across this nation. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty, and you can join the ranks of those across America who have stepped up to the plate and say, I want to support this work because I see the need. I see that our country, everything that's happening out there, we have a job to do in order to preserve freedom for our posterity. Please, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty today. You can fill in your information, choose a level of membership that's good for you, and you can feel good about what you're supporting to seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley mentioned, we're out here in Anaheim, California, doing the work, seeking and saving that which is lost. Wherever we go, the highways and the byways, to young and old, we are preaching the truth from the housetop. And we believe that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will show up strong on our behalf for everything that we're doing in Jesus' name because we're doing it for him. So please be a part of this work. I also want to mention all of our wonderful products we have at the stores to get out there into the hands of people. We've got DVDs, T-shirts, CDs, the documentary series My War, airing on Dove Television currently. So check it out. There's so many wonderful opportunities there for you to be able to pass out tracts and books and CDs to coworkers, family members, your children, you name it. Everyone needs to hear the truth. And again, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, please call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to make a difference. The right place and the right time to do the right thing is right now. So please don't delay. 1-866-233-0747. And we appreciate all of your support.
You know, it's interesting, friends, that the message that we're giving right now is universal. And it's the message to actually bring about resolve to the issues which we have in this country. Folks, we don't only just do high schools. We've done elementary schools. So I can't even tell you how many elementary schools we have done. I can't tell you how many churches we have done. Shaking the church in America by the scruff of the neck and getting back to Scripture through His commandments, not man's suggestions or His little fairy tales. Folks, I can't tell you how many interviews, how many television programs we've done. I can't tell you how many prisons we have done. We're being spent for the very purpose that we believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As I said earlier, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And by the way, friends, this isn't restricted to just the church. This is a message for America. Because keep in mind, your founding forefathers and the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Folks, this isn't a message that's only for one group of people. This is an American message right now that we need to receive. And that's why we're in California. Next month, we're going to be on the East Coast. Then we're going to be in Texas for the third time this year. Then we're going to be in the Midwest. And then we're going to be out in California again. Maybe we'll be in Alaska. Folks, we're being booked out constantly. We have constantly, over the last 20 years of ministry, we're somewhere every single month. And we're not about to give up that which has been bought at such a dear price. And I'm not going to stand before my Heavenly Father and say, I wish I would have, when I have the time to do it now. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Because miracles do not cluster. And what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Daniel Webster said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. In America, what you're complaining about today is anarchy, lawlessness. The way to deal with that is to be the law that God has commanded you to be by taking heed to His commandments in dealing with the anarchists. And what are anarchists? Sons of Belial, what are they? Lawless. We have to start within ourselves because the message of Jesus Christ was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Like it or not, it applies to every single one of us. And I want to say this to those that think that they're above that. Even the devils believe and tremble. Get back to yourself, man. Get back to yourself, woman. It's time to repent towards God and put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We will talk at you soon. Love you by what we do. Again, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. We so appreciate your listenership. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. Love you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.